everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Carson Horn and yours truly will be reporting live from New Orleans and the 2019 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show, sponsored by Corteva Agriscience, with products like Grazon Next HL, Remedy Ultra, and Chaparral. They offer solutions to help you manage weeds and brush and restore productivity. Learn more at the website rangeandpasture.com. Be listening to our reports on this station, read our updates on OklahomaFarmReport.com, and follow us on Twitter and Facebook from the 2019 Cattle Industry Convention, powered by Corteva.
Well, mixed cattle trade limiting market activity throughout the live cattle futures here today on Thursday following overall uncertainty in the cash and wholesale beef direction at the end of the week. Hog futures remained firmly lower today with widespread follow-through losses sweeping throughout the complex. March corn futures about 2.25 cents lower. Stock markets were mixed in light trade with the Dow Jones 87 points lower. Over in live cattle, limited activity was seen throughout the complex with initial buyer support slowly eroding as the morning continued on. This has left prices stuck in a narrowly mixed range from 27 cents lower to 20 cents higher. The pressure in nearby contracts focused on spillover pressure from hog trade and the lack of firm gains in the beef and cash cattle market development. While summer and fall contracts were supported by firming feeder cattle trade, cash cattle trade remained undeveloped and likely will remain that way until sometime on Friday. Box beef cutouts, meanwhile, higher, up 66 cents in select and up 66 cents per hundredweight in choice, with line movement of 53 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, strong early gains quickly developed here on Thursday with increased buyer activity seen in all nearby contract months. March futures leading the complex higher today with a rally of 90 cents per hundredweight. All nearby feeder cattle contracts stuck in a narrow range, eliminating significant interest in rolling contracts due to very narrow market premiums. Meanwhile, in grains, corn trade was 1 to 2 cents lower in quiet midday action as trade faded back into support after failing to extend gains earlier in the week. Soybean trade 2 to 4 cents higher with range-bound action continuing with a lack of fresh news. Meal was 50 cents to $1.50 higher and oil flat to 10 points higher. Finally, in wheat, trade was flat to 3 cents lower as trade faded a bit while consolidating recent gains. The dollar remains in the mid part of the recent range with morning gains. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.